It's 10 past 10. We've just started our birthday celebration, and I am very honored, I must say, and pleased to have sitting next to me Howard Allen. And if you don't know this, you guys that don't know the history of WMPG, Howard Allen started WMPG over in Gorham in your dorm room.
Yeah, with a whole bunch of help from my friends.
Yes, see how that works?
That's a good segue, yes.
So, all right, 40 years ago, you were a student at USM?
Yeah, I started in 70 and graduated in 74.
So why'd you want to do radio station?
Well, it was a real practical kind of thing. Once the sun went down, the only radio stations that you could actually listen to in those days were AM rockers, and they all went to 10% power. The only station that you could listen to on FM was WGAN, mm-hmm. which in those days was what we called elevator music. And this was actually before WBLM started up.
Wow.
So there was one other rocker. It was TOS 105. And, kind of hard to pick them up all the way down in Gorham. So it was basically necessity. It's like, for God's sakes, this is the 20th century, and we can't listen to the music we like.
So, all right, this is in 70. When did you start? 73?
1970.
Yeah. So I've heard some mythology about the equipment you used. Maybe can you tell the listeners about how you actually physically got the sound out into the dorm?
Yeah, it was kind of one of those happenstance things. I was with a friend, Pete Dalton, at the Radio Shack in Westbrook, and I happened to see this little FM wireless microphone on sale for like $1.99. And by the way, wireless meant the same thing then as it does now, folks. So
okay. It's
cool. And I thought, gee, that'd be fun to hook up to my turntable and try a little broadcasting. So I kind of like threw a wire, an antenna wire out the window and hooked it up and just put a stack of records on my BSR autoplay turntable. And, every night or so. And as time went by, I got a little more involved, shall we say. And I created a little mixer board from an old Maytag washing machine console, you know, the part with the dials on it, and I hooked up a microphone, and we got an old 3M tape recorder donated to the cause, and a few of my friends started to kind of help out and join in, and it kind of went from there. Ultimately, we got pretty darn involved.
That's cool. Now, did you get some support from from the university, or was this like, wasn't this pirate radio really?
It actually was. There's a little story where, you know, I'm innocently walking around campus one day and somebody comes up to me and says, the Dean of Student Activity needs to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm saying, okay, I wonder why. I had no clue, you know, fairly naive.
I've been a good student.
I have, yeah. I haven't done anything wrong. And I met with the dean, and he said, I read in the Westbrook American newspaper, whatever it was titled, that we have a radio station. And I think that's a little strange because the university doesn't know anything about us having a radio station.
That's so cool.
Would you explain that? And so I kind of explained what we were doing. And he said, well, you know, we're going to have to formalize this arrangement a little bit more because we have responsibilities. And I said, oh, okay, that's cool. What do we need to do? And he said, well, you know, and actually that was the key, because once we got the university behind us,
right,
then resources suddenly became available to actually, you know, do stuff openly and ultimately leading to the licensing of a radio station.
Right, which is really cool. Now, are you surprised at how MPG is today? I mean, does it seem like, you know, crazy, or does it seem logical that we've grown to where we are?
It does seem logical, and I think that's the nature of what MPG has evolved into. The station in my day was always community oriented. I mean, we broadcast the Gorm Town Council meetings.
That's great.
We had the Gorm High School had a shift that they actually had kids come in and fill.
Excellent.
So we were always focused on not just, you know, our campus or Portland or whatever. We were focused on the community.
That's great. So everybody, this is Howard Allen. He's the founder of WMPG. He's the guy that started it back in the 70s. And I'm so glad you're here with us. Can you stick around for just a little bit?
I can.
So let's go to some music. But I just actually, I'm real curious. What was your major?
I majored in social sciences, secondary education. So technically, I was supposed to be a teacher.
Okay, technically. We'll talk more. So let's, okay. This is our birthday party, and we've gotten off to a fun start. So glad Howard is here. And I'm playing all sorts of music, and just in vain of that, you know, I've been singing this song the last couple days, and I don't know if you've heard it recently. If you have, I don't know. It's such a classic. Let's enjoy this classic from, well, you know who it is. I'm not even going to say. Let's give a listen. So, you know, we just had a phone call from one of our current DJs, Matt Powell, and I'm sitting here, I'm Jessica Lockhart, I'm sitting with Howard Allen, who started WMPG, was the first, it's okay to say founder, founder's good.
Sure.
Now, so Matt Powell just asked if you would tell us, and I don't know if you remember this, what was the first song you played when WMPG was live on the air?
I don't remember what the song was, but it was a Rolling Stones song.
Oh, cool.
And we signed off with the famous, I guess, oh, gosh. Now,
it's only been 40 years. How could you not remember?
Jimi Hendrix. We signed off with Jimi Hendrix. He did the Star Spangled Banner. Everybody knows what that's like.
That was such a great time musically. I mean, it was so you know, pivotal. So many things happening around then. You know, yeah. Musically.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we didn't start the station during the disco era.
Uh huh. Okay. Cool. Now, those of you that are just tuning in, we're celebrating our birthday. We just heard from one of my favorites from the Broadway musical Rent. We heard Seasons of Love. And before that, the Beatles with It's Your Birthday. So Howard has a song that he wanted us to hear. So you want to talk a little bit about it?
Sure. This is from an album called Blind Faith. It's features Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Ginger Baker, and Rich Gretsch. And the song that I wanted to play was Presence of the Lord. And this was an Eric Clapton piece. And he's done it a number of times since, I mean, this goes back to, I don't know, what's the date on this, 1969. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so this is an epic album in its time. Unfortunately, the only one they did, you know, when you have a bunch of superstars all get together and do something like that, the ego trip that everybody's on just, I mean, prevents you from doing more than one, I suspect.
Right, right.
Yeah, so anyway, hope you enjoy it.
Great. WMPG, this is Southern Maine's Community Radio from USM. We are celebrating 40 years on the air. I'm sitting in for this hour. My name's Jessica, and I'm here with Howard Allen, and we've been talking back and forth the last couple of minutes. And Howard, if you've just tuned in, is the reason MPG exists. He started this, the station as a pirate radio station in Gorham as when he was a student in the 70s. And, you know, it's just delightful that you wanted to do radio.
It's kind of an acquired taste, that's for sure. It's one thing, I've never been bashful behind a microphone, and that was actually one of the problems some of our earliest hosts had, because they had no experience behind a microphone, and the idea that, oh my God, this is being heard by, you know, 10,000 people. It's like, okay, get real. First of all, there's only like 3,000 people that are listening to you. And
the signal was how big originally?
Well, I mean, you could pick it up in Portland if you had a good home antenna.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, it was only 10 watts.
Okay. 10 watts.
Yep.
But I think, you know, what's interesting is still to this day, people that are really great, like you say, audiophiles, people that dig music and really into it, come here and they're like, oh, I have to talk? I just like the music a lot. So I think that still happens today.
That is. I mean, when you listen to the station, it's like, okay, this person doesn't like to talk, and it's like you're listening to 30-minute sets. I'm thinking, all right, that's not bad.
Right, they're into music.
Yeah, they're really into music.
All right, so we are we're just having fun, and the first thing that when Howard came into the station said, "You're still playing vinyl?"
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I thought everything would be, you know, computer automated or at least CD, but what the heck?
We do CDs. We do have people playing MP3s. We do it all, but the vinyl to me is where it's at. It's so much fun. There's nothing like playing records. So I've mostly just picked records and LPs for us to play today for this first hour of the party. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Stopping by, come on and pop in. We'd love to see you. We're going to play some more music. What do we have lined up? We have, I can't tell you who it is because you got to know who it is. I'll tell you later if you don't know who this is.
I'm Tracy Chapman, and I'm not Jessica. I threw her out of her chair for a minute. Hi, Jessica. Hi, Howard. I'm Barbara Truex. I'm usually in this time slot, and so I couldn't stay away. Dave Wade is in the background. Holy mackerel. It's a party. It's a party. But it's great listening to you on the way in, Howard, about some of those early days. And I was thinking on my way in, I started off in radio in Connecticut on WPKN out of Bridgeport. And I remember my first show there was, so, Barb, do you want to have a show? Yeah, I guess I can do it now. Good. Come Wednesday. And, okay, are you going to train me? No, you'll figure it out. The program director, Mike, you're going to be there when I get there. Well, I'll be there for a little while. Right? So I show up, and he was there for about 20 minutes and said, here, this is what you do. And I went, oh, my God. I mean, I've never had such an anxiety attack in my life before. And then 5 years later, we came up to Maine, and I walked into MPG to get involved because I'd been sort of steered in this direction. And the program director then said, so, yeah, okay, here we have a slot. Okay, do I get trained? No, you know what you're doing. Yeah, but the board's different. Everything's different. And we have CDs now. I don't know. Anyway, it was kind of fun. We're a little more organized than we were then.
Yeah, well, I was thinking your experience in Connecticut would have been your experience at MPG back in 1973 or 74.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably true across the board for so many stations starting up at that point.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is, I mean, you've got 16 hours of programming to fill. You have to find all the bodies to do that
right.
work. And guaranteed you're not going to find very many professionals hanging around. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a simple board. There's 8 channels. You know, it's not even stereo. So,
right.
You know how to play a record? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're all set.
Yep. That's exactly what it was. So, wow. 40 years. This has been going on for quite a while. This is great. We have something queued up from Lou Reed.
Yep.
And tell us about the track that's coming up here.
Well, this is a self-titled album, Lou Reed. And this guy is just an excellent, excellent musician. And you people know that. So he says in his liner notes, this is a song called Endless Cycle. He says, I'm on the left, and the other guitarist, Mike Rathke, is on the right. He did all the solos on the album, except for the two clean ones on Endless Cycle and Sick of You, and Rob Wasserman played the Clevenger electric upright six-string bass on everything. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You can enjoy this, I hope.
All right. And we're talking with, I'm Barb Truex. I'm usually in this time slot, but not today, only for 30 seconds. and Howard, your last name, Howard.
My name is Howard Allen.
Howard Allen, that's right. Okay.
I was last on the air 10 years ago. So.
Yeah.
It's been a long while.
Okay, and we have turntable 2 queued up.
Howard, so, you know, I'm so glad you've been able to sit in here with me and kind of share some stories. You are the founder. You are the reason MPG is here. So thank you so much for as a USM student back in the 70s, saying, radio, you know.
It was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of folks contributing, of course. I mean, Cripes, our on-air compliment. Before we shut down in December 72, we had about 26 people operating the WGOR FM wireless microphone
right.
that served the campus back then. And by the way, I just want to set the record straight. The station actually was on the air in the fall of 73.
Okay.
We had a provisional FCC license, and that's what they normally do. The final license was issued, I think, somewhere around April in 1971.
Okay.
So definitely we broadcast. Of course, I don't know, most people probably know this. We broadcast from the Gorham Center.
Right, the campus center there.
The campus center there down in the basement where they used to store the pots and pans for the food service group upstairs.
It's a very glamorous business radio.
Oh yeah, it is. And we were so overjoyed though to get that space, and they of course resented it because they lost all their storage space. But it was a lot of fun. And of course we were hardwired right into the cafeteria upstairs, so we had a built-in audience. We knew we had somebody listening to
that's
us.
That's so great. Yeah, it's really great. Well, it's been fun hearing about how MPG began, you know, and still going. I'd say still going strong, you know, 40 years later.
Yeah, definitely good to see.
Well, that's so cool. So, you know, we're going to sign off in a second and then take it to the campus center. So let's do one more song. And, I have been playing mostly songs from when the era for when you started the station. So we'll go out with one more from Cat Stevens. He's back again now, you know, and he's performing again. It's so cool. Anyway, this is from T for the Tillerman. Howard, you can have a chance to meet Howard down at the campus center. Thanks, listeners. It's a pleasure to be a part of WMPG, and let's listen to some Cat Stevens.
It's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?